Seconds, and I think we are live. Hi, Yuchen. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just woke up. Not sure if I. Yeah, I mean, brain not working well at this moment. How about you?
Well, mine is about to get fried because EmacsConf is a very taxing process, and I can tell you, we could have a race to know who's more tired right now between you and myself. But I guess we'll find out at the end of the Q&A.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
And thank you for how late or how early, I should say, is it for you right now? It should be like 6 a.m. or something?
It's 7:45, but I normally get up at like 8:30 or something.
Right, okay. Well, anyway, thank you for the sacrifice just to answer some of our questions at EmacsConf.
Not at all.
All right, so I'll be displaying the questions. Let me just maximize this on the stream so that people can read everything on my screen. So what I'm going to do, Yuchen, as usual, I'm going to start reading the questions on the pad. I'm going to ask Sasha to open the Q&A. Yes, it's already open. Cool. So if you want to join us, people, feel free to click on the link on the talk or on IRC to join us on BBB and to ask your question. Otherwise, just leave them on the pad. All right, Yuchen, starting with the first question. I like the idea of using org mode to display data from the web. Are there many different packages that do not, I assume? I'm newish to Emacs, so maybe this is obvious to everyone else.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's a little complicated to specify what is it to display data from the web. Just reading it like this, I'm reminded of Adam, Arthur Papa, code All Capture Web, which technically captures the web and allow you to embed it in the page. But is it really displaying data from the web? Are we implying live transmission? Do you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I suspect the question is asking having Emacs as a client that's sort of getting data from the web and then display it in Emacs, like using API or using web scraping. Like the HTML reader package or like a few packages mentioned in my talk. That's a good question. I mean, I really don't know how many. So from my experience, less than 10 packages that do these things. And among these packages, maybe it's half of them use org, half of them don't.
So you mean half of them are org based? Is that what you said?
Yeah, but that's like very, that's just based on the packages I use.
Right. Okay.
I haven't done a survey about this.
I think it's okay. You don't need to have all the answers. I mean, you already demonstrate a lot of competence in your talk about all the things you approach with your particular setup. So you don't need to have all the answers.
Okay.
All right, moving on to the next question. Have you tried EAF, i.e. the Emacs Application Framework, and its browser? If yes, what is your opinion about it?
Oh, I haven't tried it. I try to remember why I haven't tried it. It has a browser. I assume the browser executes JavaScript by default. I have to check. Emacs EAF / EAF browser.
It's also okay if you want to have a look later and, you know, whenever you want to report to the pad, you know, you can write a little blurb about it.
I know about EAF, but I haven't tried it.
Okay, well, that's already an answer. That's cool. We're going to move on to a question that is a little bit off topic, but I've also been interested about your nickname on IRC. This is not really relevant to the talk, quoting the question, but I'm curious about your nickname. Do you have some connection to Norway? Your nick indicates an interest in the architectural style inspired by the decoration on Viking ships that was popular in the early 20th century. Because Dragonstil, I assume in Norwegian, is dragon style. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, it's just it's like my favorite architecture style, I think. I lived in Sweden for like 2.5 years, and I went to Norway once, and I saw like this church in Lofoten Island.
Right.
It was amazing. That's exactly why I had actually that as my nickname, because it's my favorite architecture style, I think.
Okay. Well, that was a very astute remark by the viewer, so I hope you feel validated in your assumptions. Moving on to another question. Yuchen, do you have any thoughts about Nixt, about its aim, its approach, its relevance?
About what?
About Nixt, the browser, N-Y-X-T.
Nixt. Yeah. I have tried it. It's not... it's not Emacs. It's kind of similar. Like, I think it tries to do something similar to Emacs, but the problem with Nixt is like very early on I encounter an issue with key binding. So the first thing I want to do is to make all its key bindings Emacs-y. So that's obviously. So what was the problem? So yeah, I couldn't even do that. I thought I was expecting that it could. There shouldn't be any issues with the setting up whatever key binding you want. So the issue was that when I try to bind Control S Control R to the prompt going up and down. So I use iComplete, and I'm used to like Control S and Control R to go to cycle through the selections. And so I wanted the same in Nixt in its prompt, like when for example typing a URL and get completion from history. But it has a conflict with the I try to bind like the hint. So like when I want to follow a link, so I press a hint key, and then like all these links are highlighted with like little letters that I can like choose which one I want, which link I want to follow. So I try to bind that one to J. Sort of like control C, control J in awk mode. But apparently there's a conflict here. So when I do both this prompt mode binding and the document mode binding, the prompt no longer works. I reported the bug to Nixt. There was response, but there are so many bugs there, and I don't think that bug is very high priority. I basically stopped trying that because key bindings are very important to me.
Right, please finish.
Without key bindings, I can't like. I feel this is a very basic functionality. So like without
yeah, bindings, but
I'm kind of reluctant to continue trying like what they are.
No, but pieces. It reminds me of two points. So yesterday with Stefan, we were talking about same defaults, and when you were sleeping today, we talked about it again with a speaker. We did the mentor talk. You feel free to rewatch it afterwards. But it's funny how, you know, regardless of how big the package actually is, you know, they always provide some kind of same defaults. And with Nixt, obviously, it's built with a Vim mentality and modality of key bindings. And for us, who are more used to the Emacs way of doing things, it's a complete blocker. No matter how great the pieces of functionality behind Nixt are, just the fact that UX-wise we cannot get into it or we cannot have it behave nicely with what we do, it's a massive blocker that is preventing appropriation of such tools. So it might seem very basic to bounce a package at the level of key bindings, but that's what we all do.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Right. If I can just interrupt, we have about 2 more minutes of question, and I see people writing more questions. Did you want to add something, Eugene? On what we're saying.
Add something. No. Let's continue. I thought we have plenty of time.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to be quick about this one. I'm going to read the question, which is slightly long, and you're going to have about 30 seconds to answer it. Do you feel capable of this?
Yeah, let's try it.
Let's try it, at least try it. Okay, so quoting, I find the JavaScript trap almost impossible to avoid since I like to buy used stuff online and use my online bank. How do you deal with the JavaScript trap? I use NoScript and compromise on a few things I really feel I cannot live without. EWW is nice for a lot of things, especially with R for less noise, but I need Firefox for those GS and trapped pages. So do you have a quick answer to this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a good answer, but I have a quick answer. So I use I use VPN and Movart, the Swedish VPN browser, Movart browser.
Right.
Yeah. So I unfortunately have to use JavaScript in these cases as well, but I try to minimize the use of these things.
Right. How long do you think it will take for us to save the world with Emacs, or save the web at least? 5 years, 10 years, maybe a little less than this?
Well, I think it's, unfortunately, it's probably independent of Emacs. Like, it will only be saved when, like, it's saved on the normal, the more popular browsers like Firefox. I have no clue how long it will take for example, Tyler to pick up so that you can buy things without running JavaScript.
Right. Well, I guess we'll have to cross our fingers then for Firefox to save the world. All right, Yuten, we are about out of time. We're moving on to the next talk in 20 seconds. Thank you so much for your presentation and for waking up early and answering the question. And I can tell you, you were very alert and definitely more energetic than I was.
Thank you. Right.
All right, bye-bye, Yuchen. See you later.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And moving on to the next talk right now.
You are currently...